Everything good?
Everything's good.
Okay.
What a microphone.
It is a nice microphone.
What a microphone.
Sound okay?
Sounds fine.
Sounds all right.
Sounds
good.
Great.
Yeah. We're doing good.
Everything's fine.
Great.
Fine.
We're good.
Dandy.
We're
hey,
good.
Look at this thing. Look
what?
Look at this. Okay, I'm going to sit here so you can see it. I'm going to move this.
Watch it.
Look at my knee. Look at how this is like sticking out.
So one knee is
protruding.
Yeah, at the base of the knee.
Why? What's happening?
It's sticking out further.
Are you scared?
Wait, isn't that same? No, actually, that is weird. What's happening?
I don't know.
Did you bring it to? Did you just notice that?
Yeah.
Did that just start to happen?
No, my leg's been hurting. But it's been my hip. But now this appeared a few days.
That appeared.
No, hang on. That appeared, or you just noticed?
It feels like it's a bone. Feel it.
It looks like a bone. I have to feel it. It looks like a bone.
Feel that, and then feel here. It's not there. And then I touched here and it really hurt.
So maybe something is swelling up behind it that's pushing that out.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Why don't you go see?
There's something happening right now. Greg is freaking out. Because this is what happens with Greg.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for this to happen to anybody else, okay, fine, yes, it would suck.
Yeah.
But for it to happen to you, Greg. You know, you're going to wake up at 2 in the morning.
He's obsessing. He's already
obsessing. He's obsessing about it. I can tell. This is the iPhone. Nah, it'll be fine. You know, I'll be fine for, what is it, a month, 2 months? What did we even think that you would be fine for? It didn't even matter because that next day.
Like at the most, it was a week.
It lasted 3 days.
It did. And so here we go.
I also, Robert, want to remind you of the infamous lasering story.
Oh, yeah,
the lasering of the penis.
Yeah.
The constantly coming in and checking out.
So this bump below your knee, Gregory, I think it's just, whatever, it's a bone that's sticking out.
Take your legs and straighten them both out. And do you see it then?
No.
No, it, like, goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go to a clinic and be like, am I all right?
Yeah, like a fucking clinic's going to be able to help me.
They'll have to
graduated yet.
What do you think they do at a clinic? No, they'll do an x-ray probably of your knee. They'll ask you if you stressed it. Did you injure it? Did you land on it weird?
I fell down during Terminator 2 last weekend. Was it last weekend?
Was it on that leg?
I just went down hard on my right side. But my ass was, my like hip was hurting before that.
That is your right side though.
Yeah, yeah.
So this could be that.
Could be that. So I'll let it play for a while.
I would just turn the radio up.
Should I just let it be for a while?
Just ignore it. Look, if it's not causing you immense pain, which it sounds like your knee is only causing you pain when you press on it.
Yeah. It's just weird. Everything feels weird on that leg. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be quoted, you know, like 2 weeks from now when they're amputating.
And
you're
like,
you told me to leave it alone, just ignore it.
It doesn't look like there's anything wrong.
No, it doesn't at all.
I look healthy.
I'm sure it's some sort of inflammation, it's pushing it out.
Yeah. Swelling, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been busy lately and on my feet a lot, so maybe I just need to kind of pump the brakes.
Why don't you take a break from your vacation you just had? Bingo.
Wait, what vacation did he just have?
I just went back east to Amesbury, Massachusetts. Oh, shout out to my homies.
How was it?
Amesbury.
It was great. Was it 100% vacation?
No.
Is it
not at all?
No, it never is.
It wasn't a vacation at all. It was an adventure.
Ah.
Whoa. Was the motorcycle gang?
What is the definition of vacation?
Vacation?
Yes.
Vacation would be just like going somewhere where you don't know anyone, where you can chill out.
Yeah.
When I go back to Amesbury, I know everybody. Have I ever done that? Yeah, when me and McKay went to Europe.
Once in your life you've actually had a vacation.
How old were you?
27 or 8, 28, probably 28.
28.
29 maybe.
20. Okay, well that's not too far back.
No.
But still.
Still too far.
And what was the experience like? Was it amazing?
It was amazing.
So with that feeling, I mean, look at it. The response, you can just see it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Greg, you just like calmed down. Ooh. You mellowed probably more than than meditation can do for
so
you.
Good.
So you can feel it has an effect on you.
Of course it does.
So why wouldn't you want to do it again?
Good question.
I do.
Okay, why? No. If you really want something, you should actively pursue it. Right. So why do you think you haven't?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Is it a fear of work? Is it a, like, you'll miss out on work if you...
Well, yeah. I mean, we've talked about that before. But yeah. It's like, yeah, I mean, there's that. But also just like, I don't know. I guess there's a lack of initiative.
Yeah. Laziness, really. Procrastination.
I could see it that, you know, sometimes there needs to be somebody to instigate it. Did your friend, did Graham
We co-instigated
say,
it.
Yeah.
We
you
were,
guys
both
were there for
like,
each other. You're
look,
like,
yeah. Let's go do this.
Can't
yeah.
wait.
Yeah, you just got to do that's all.
You need to find somebody to do that with.
Yeah, that's all.
Co-instigator. But see, now also all my friends and people are either married or in relationships, so it could very well be me. Just alone, and I don't want to just go like, hey, I'm going to Europe by myself.
No. But,
or I'm going to Hawaii well, hang by on. Myself.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's
just sad. Like, I know
not
myself.
Always sad. Well, okay, for individual people, certain people can do that and
yeah, for sure.
And really have fun because you're there for specific reasons to experience a culture and as an adventure. You know what I mean?
But I would rather adventure with somebody.
Right.
That's my thing. You know?
Things are always better in pairs.
Yeah, you get to share it. I'd love to adventure and go on a vacation with a lovely, beautiful woman.
Mm.
Ladies. anyone? Anyone?
Wow.
But I have not met her yet.
Crickets. I think that's
crickets.
Yes.
That was an attempt at crickets. Yeah.
That was
Brian.
Yeah.
No, Greg has the corner on the crickets. There it is.
yeah, but no ladies around. There are plenty of ladies around, but you
yeah,
know,
but that's a
no winners.
That, whatever. So what? That's a small excuse.
Kind of because you can go with guys,
friends,
you know,
buddies.
With friends.
Yeah. But like, I couldn't go with Brian. I couldn't really go with you because then your women will be like, "Why are you going on this vacation without me?" And then it will be me, you, and your girlfriend or wife. And I don't.
No,
want that.
No. The other move is you go with a group. Get a group of people to go and do something.
But
that happens all the time.
But then it's me, my friends, and all their wives and girlffriends again.
But that doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be awkward.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because it can actually be a lot of fun. And look, before I was with anybody, that's what I was doing. You know, when I went to Italy for the wedding.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even want to talk about it.
I mean, the wedding in Italy.
When that girl, she ate a dish of fish, and he decided...
I don't want nothing.
There was
I don't
a little
want
more
to
it than
no,
that.
No, there wasn't.
I think you're oversimplifying what occurred.
Oh,
but anyway,
okay. All right,
let's. Anyway, I went there alone. You know, I mean, I ultimately met up with people in those areas, and there were couples there, and then there was me.
Yeah, but there were also other single people.
There were other single people, but I hung out with people who.
I don't think it matters.
But yeah,
I honestly don't.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going for a vacation, you're just going to relax.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, to me, a true vacation is when you're going and you're going to sit and stare at something. Be it the ocean, be it a lake, be it, you know, being on some kind of beach or a mountaintop or going on hikes or, I don't know, you're doing something that is helping you vacate your normal everyday life.
You know Lee Grannis, who has been on the show several times?
Lovely.
Yep. She.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely Lee.
It's very
lovely
nice.
Lovely Lee.
She goes on a yearly vacation to the city of Puerto Vallarta with a group that's a writing group. And they rent a space. I don't know the details exactly. I think it might be a week. And every day, a certain amount of time, a couple of hours are spent, you know, dedicated to writing. And then the rest of the time, they just go and do whatever they want to do. But it's a group. And, you know, I don't know if any of them are coupled up.
That's a good point. There's always, like, organizations and groups that do trips like that you could always hook on to.
Why are you guys, what are you trying to do?
Just want you to understand that there are ways for you to have that joy and happiness that you...
I want you to be happy.
That you, you know, so desire and deserve.
Thank you.
I gotta say, you know, it doesn't have to be... You know, I think, like, once you're saying that, oh, my friends are married, all that stuff. You know, at certain points in relationships and marriages, you know, the couples can go and do things on their own.
Yeah.
you know, my wife, not to say that, yeah, I know, will be able to go and she'll be able to hang out with her girlfriends on a trip to whatever. Maybe they'll go to Sedona, something like
that. And you won't go with them?
No, because that'll be a trip for the girl.
The ladies.
And so nothing is to stop us from doing the same thing.
That's exactly right. Is everything okay, Brian?
What are you doing, Brian?
I'm just realizing that the audio quality of my voice was a little off, and it's because I'm not over the microphone.
No, you don't have to be over the microphone.
But I was over here, and it felt like I was on the other side of the room.
Why are we just realizing this now?
It's a little late.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the shot.
Oh man, here we go.
There it is.
Why did we ever let him do
this? I got
this?
It. Hold on.
I don't know.
Didn't we used to rotate?
No. Yeah, we did, actually.
That was really fun. Yeah.
You did some really good intros.
I did.
I feel like I had a couple really strong ones
Pardon me, sorry.
Especially while Brian was gone.
Man, yeah,
pardon
you were killing
really
it.
Good.
Yeah, pardon me. Yeah. Pardon me for a second. Just a second, Robert?
Yeah.
Greg, pardon me for a second?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Yeah.
There it is.
My name is Brian Gerard. I am alongside Gregory Hoyt. Mm.
Good evening, ladies.
Oh, that was gross. Did you hear that?
And, of course, Robert Scheid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, mis amigas en de la Brasil. ¿Cómo estás? De las bikinis.
That is definitely not real.
Yeah, Brian told me the other day that he's like, I go, hey, who do we know anybody that I could date? And he goes, yeah, match.com.
You can date the entire site.
Yeah, and then he was like, go online.
Yeah.
And I was like, I listened to him for about a half hour go on and on about it.
It was I had a really good argument.
I'm going to talk to you about that after the show. Because there are, you know, you don't have to do match.com. You can meet some pretty incredible people through other sites, too.
Oh, thank you.
So, but the point being, though, Robert, what I was saying, he's like, do you know anyone? I'm like, first of all, yeah, I know a lot of people. And you've already barreled through. So why don't you do yourself a favor?
Wow.
Expand the horizon.
And I'm going to say, though, look, if you are in a certain, you're testing the waters in this area, and it's just like, I'm sorry, this pond, the fish, they're just
the
not working with me.
And the good thing about a
go
thing
to
like,
another pond,
like the Match.com or any sort of I don't want to promote Match because I don't know anything about
OK Cupid is a good one. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You can get on there and you can specifically click a box: does not speak English, not your first language, so that you can get the kind of girl that you're looking to eventually be with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You can dial that search right
you
in.
You can get pretty specific if you want.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
So anyway, that's something for you to look at. I think that'd be, you know, that is definitely a way to
surround yourself,
meet more people that are not, and this is the thing, who are the people that Brian knows? They're people who are in this particular business or whatever.
Yeah, you know,
ultimately,
I mean,
a lot of people are in, you're just working from the same groups, the same circles.
Yeah.
So these online dating sites, if anything, they'll introduce you to people who are not in your field at all, and that alone might be refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So
I think it's important.
Brian, there was something that you were going to talk about. You recently had a yard sale, right? And I want to know how that went.
Well, in general, I'm kind of proverbially, metaphorically.
I was going to say sweeping the porch. I guarantee
what?
It. Right? Were you going to say sweeping the porch?
What does that even
he
mean?
Says it a fucking ton. Like
I was sweeping the porch.
Yeah.
What? You're cleaning? Is that what that means?
No, I had a broom and I had to sweep the porch.
No. Sweeping the porch means obsessively rearranging his apartment and or selling everything that he has just bought last year.
Let's be clear about something. I have a level of OCD, as we all do, right? My particular symptoms.
Yes.
Happened to be my living situation, and I constantly want to be changing it.
Yeah.
I like my apartment, but things have to always be evolving.
You're like that little bird that's always making the nest, rearranging the nest, picking something up.
Always doing
here.
That. Put it over there. Get rid of this. Get something else in there. Blah, blah. Yeah. So I'm in that little mode right now, and I haven't done it really in a few years.
And this is worse than I've ever seen it.
This is as worse as I've ever seen.
Brian,
it.
I went over to your house prior to the sale, and the entire left side of a room was just mounded with
boxes.
Oh yeah, this is the
clothes.
Stuff we're selling. You want any of this?
I just
I'm like.
That's true. All that stuff's gone now. Tight. Most of it's gone. So I did a bunch of different rearrangements and new furniture. But one of the highlights of this particular reser.
No idea what you're trying to say.
Stop with reser. Try a new word.
Project.
Yeah.
I got some bookshelves.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get bookshelves.
Stand down.
Oh. Okay. Whoa. All right.
Stand down. Stories. Spoiler.
Spoiler.
I found a guy at the Fairfax Flea Market, which is a great place. I think everybody.
What? Was he just standing in a booth alone with no products? He was like, hey, I'm a guy.
Just sitting there on a rocking chair with a book in him. No, he actually had just really simple pine-based furniture.
Yeah. Which flea market was this?
Fairfax. Fairfax and Melrose, Sunday mornings.
Great place. Like every week or every other week?
Every week. So I go and start talking to the guy because I really like the simplicity of these bookshelves. And he's like, you know, if you like these, I can build them for you custom.
That's nice.
Ooh, I like that idea. So I go home and I really was thinking about it, obsessing over it, actually.
Sure.
Really just normal. Sitting there staring at a wall with a measuring tape. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to call this guy up and let's have him make some custom bookshelves. That's good. Because, as you know, it doesn't have a lot of storage. So storage is my biggest problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to have this guy build some custom-built bookshelves.
And
I'm excited about it.
When you told me about this custom bookshelf thing, what did I tell you to do?
Just call Graham Sorsa.
No.
Oh.
He said just go buy some bookshelves.
Two bookshelves.
Just go buy two bookshelves.
It's $100 at the most.
IKEA. $84.
Yeah.
They're called Billy. Each.
Yeah.
Billy bookcase.
I know exactly the ones. I literally pitched those very bookshelves.
Or even these cube ones that Greg has.
I have some of those.
Are great. Yeah. Because they can actually act as a partition if you want. You can partition and then build from both sides. So what did you say to Greg's actually good advice?
It was a good advice. I was like, nah, I'm not interested in that. I really like these custom built shelves. That's what I wanted.
Now, did you want them just to say that they were custom?
No, I liked how they. I just felt. They're all sturdy. Those IKEA shelves are pretty janky.
No, they're not. Well, they're not furniture you can hand down to your kids.
No.
You can hand it down to them, but it would be a pile.
This stuff is great. Like, I'll keep this stuff for a while.
That thing you're knocking on is hollow.
Yeah, it's good. Well, yeah, of course, all IKEA stuff is, but I'm just saying.
That's what we're saying.
The point being, I wanted something that had a little bit more structural integrity, had a little more flair to it, had a little something.
But also, let me pose this part of the argument. Why are you building into a house that you don't own stuff that you will not be able to take with you?
Why would we not be able to take these with me? They're bookshelves.
They're custom for the space.
But it's not like they're like abnormal shapes or sizes. They just happen to fit the space that I want them to right now perfectly.
I'm going
to
say that having built a pergola.
That's right.
And enjoyed the pergola in that space.
Yeah.
And having since moved from that space, I left the pergola there. I really enjoyed it. It was great in the space at the time and the amount that I paid to build it. The enjoyment I got from building it and the enjoyment I got from using it was worth the amount I spent.
Perfect.
So
okay, cool.
that can be said for what we're doing here.
I got it.
I don't know why I just stuck up for you there.
I don't either.
What do you mean? Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about these shelves. I'm excited to see them.
They're beautiful. They're going to be beautiful.
Well, wait a second.
They're going to be beautiful.
Hang on. Give me a picture. What are they?
Well, I don't have them yet.
What do you mean?
Well, Robert.
Here's where it gets super fucked up.
It's just a little sticky right now. The dude who's building them.
The guy you met sitting in a rocking chair at the flea market. Right, this very reliable.
He came over my house.
Oh, that's good.
Took measurements. We drew it out. Put a little design together. No problem, my friend. I'll get him. These will be here in less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
All right, deal. Bet.
Did you put money down? You paid him?
I did. No, I didn't pay him in full. I paid him. I put him a few bones down.
Which is where his first mistake happens.
Some people say. Give me percentage. Give me percentage. How much?
50%.
Okay, half of it.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to know that.
We need numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to do numbers.
Yeah.
Come on.
We need to.
Why do we have to do numbers?
Because that's the whole point.
It kind of is. Because 50% of 100 bucks, 50 bucks, you'd be like, okay, that's no big deal.
Go ahead.
All right. All right, I'm gonna tell you how much I put down.
All right, how much you put down?
$300.
Okay. All right. So
these are $600 shelves.
Okay. All right, you know what? Quality could be there. And I haven't seen this guy's stuff.
It's good stuff.
All right. Okay.
I really like these shows.
All right. Okay. No big deal. Look, man, I thought you were going to say $500 was his 50% down. So.
No. All right. I mean, essentially $500, you know. And he's delivering them, and, you know, I don't have to ask Greg to borrow his truck to go pick them up.
Sure, that would be $30 from any other person anyway. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, a couple weeks have gone by. And
yeah, those 2 weeks he promised, right?
They would be in.
A lot of this whole renovation process that I'm on anchors on these shows because so much shit is all over the place still.
Yeah, you're waiting to put stuff in it.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's still a bunch of boxes and stuff just hanging out in my apartment waiting for these shelves to arrive.
Right.
So 2 weeks come, 2 weeks go. Haven't heard from my homeboy.
And you're still 100% in the restless nest syndrome.
Oh, fully. I mean, at this point, I'm the final leg of the tour here
Maybe he's flying them in right now.
Revolves around.
That's what the $600 is for.
Oh, it's a helicopter delivery.
Yeah. Helicopter
problem
fuel.
Is he drops them off.
It revolves around these shelves coming in.
Yeah.
So I call him, and no response. No response.
Nothing.
For a couple days.
Mailbox full.
Mailbox full.
No, mailbox full.
Text messages going to him. No responses. Literally, it's been 3.5 weeks. I hear from him this morning. He calls me back.
Ah, well, that's good.
Thank God.
And he says to me, he's very apologetic. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Good.
I'm in the hospital.
Ah, yeah, here we go.
And I was like, immediately at this point, Greg Hoyt's voice is ringing in my mind. Like, I'm trying hard to hold to the optimism and the strength that I'm giving this guy the benefit of the doubt that he won't go run away with my money. He is calling me.
Well, that's
he did
true.
Call me.
But, you know.
But I also.
The prison
I'm
hospital
trying
only
hard,
gives him one call a day.
I'm trying hard not to fully just.
Well, because, look, he's in the hospital.
Figure that $300 is literally just running down Western Avenue somewhere.
Okay. He's not in the hospital.
He's not in the hospital.
Was he making beep noises in the background?
Beep, no.
Like that?
He just was. He was very apologetic, very.
Right.
Not so much, not sobbing, but like,
okay.
Babe in the woods.
Yeah, very babe in the woods sort
Got
of
it.
Babe vocal
in the
tones.
Woods. Right.
So sorry, I'm in the hospital and I'm going to get it. And I literally, these are the words I use. And I'm not going to use his name. Yes, I am. His name is Tony.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Tony, I'm sorry to hear that you're of your situation. Do we still have a deal? Do we still have, like, is this deal still on?
Yeah.
Or is this done? And I just need to come and collect my money. And he goes, no. I just need a few more days. I said, okay. You got a few more days.
Yeah.
Got a few more days. He goes to this flea market every Sunday. So
right.
I'm going to go and pay him a visit on this Sunday.
On this Sunday?
On the Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm. And actually have a face-to-face conversation with him.
And
at which point.
Back.
At which point I either get my money back or I continue, which I want. Again, it's good work.
Yeah.
The guy he's a hell of a craftsman.
Yeah.
And I want to pay him for the service that would, but I'm just having a bit of a hard time getting him to actually show up and show up into his part of the bargain.
Ultimately, you still want the shelves.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
100%. And I'm willing to pay for them.
Right. Just not.
But I do need him to give them to me.
Yeah.
Now.
Here's my thing.
Yes.
Here's the real deal, boys and girls. Don't ever pay a contractor anything up front. Ever. Because no matter what, no matter how well it goes, you're going to feel shitty about that. When you pay a contractor or somebody who's building or providing a service in your home, you pay them at the end. That's just my way of doing it. If they don't want the business, then fine.
Hmm.
It's a matter of integrity. There should be no problem with that.
Receiving payment at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you do it, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
Until then, no.
Right.
Why the fuck would I pay you? It's crazy. I don't go to an acting job and they pay me half up front and half at the end. No, you don't go to the doctor and go, doctor's like, pay me half here, and then when we're done, you pay me the other half. It's like, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly not with contractors who are notorious for going around and doing free estimates, getting half money up front and then ghosting.
Sure.
I used to work for dudes that did that.
And they intentionally did that.
Oh, yeah. But it was always a dog and pony show. Their phones were constantly ringing.
Yeah.
They were constantly saying, I'm in the hospital. My wife had a car accident. I have appendicitis, I'm sick, I have food poisoning. It's all the same. It's like high school.
Until finally
the House of Cards. Yeah, the people would stop calling.
Yeah.
Small claims court or the House of Cards just all comes crashing down and they disappear to Arizona like my homeboy did.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm hoping that that's not the case, Robert. The bottom line is I'm really staying strong with the good faith that this is going to deliver. However, it's been a bit of a much longer process for me because, I mean, I've, obviously, as you guys know, I obsess over this stuff, and this thing's been, my apartment's been a wreck for the last month.
Right.
And this is why you don't put the money down, because when you put the money down, then you have all this anxiety. There's just no reason to have all this anxiety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Brian hadn't put the money down, the fact that this guy's not calling back to do the shelves is a total non-issue. It's just like, oh, this isn't the guy. Maybe I'll go get shelves at IKEA, like Greg said at the beginning.
Right.
True.
But it's that money. Because then you start to feel like a dick.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Wow. He starts to make you feel like a dick.
It makes you feel like you made the wrong choice and you... Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate.
Which is unfortunate.
And unfair.
And in general, you want to believe that there's a greater faith out there
totally.
In the world.
Totally.
Right. But
and
if you're supporting
time,
a local craftsman...
Absolutely. All that is good. That is good. However, when you sacrifice your own well-being or you feel like, he asked for this money, so it might be weird to say, nah, I'm not going to pay you that money right now. I'll pay you... But you got to kind of... But that's why, like... Thinking these things out before they happen is a good thing.
Yeah. And I've never done... This is the first time I've ever entered into anything like this. I've never been in a position where a contractor's like, give me half of what you're asking for. I've never. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've ever done anything like it. And I'm okay with it being a couple $100 lesson moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the bottom line is I'm not worried about not getting my money, getting something back.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. I have faith in the universe that will take care of itself.
Look, in the end...
I may not get the shelves, and I may get my money back. This deal may not work out. Because the truth is, I don't believe that he's in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as I want to believe he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
That is absolute dog shit that he called me this morning and said he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I literally was like... I'm sorry for you, bro. But immediately I was like, does that mean our deal's off?
Right.
Like, let's just cut to the chase here.
The other thing is this. You could always simply, if he doesn't, you know, come forward with your shelves or whatever, you just show up at his little flea market corner and you take something that's $300 worth of merchandise.
Well, I'm thinking about doing that this Sunday anyway. Like, there's a part of me that feels like, why don't I just kind of maybe crimp?
Oh, absolutely.
This right now, and just go on him on Sunday and just do that. And it's not exactly what I want, but it's be like, you know what? Why don't we go ahead and just, like, stuff that's here, I'll be able to make this work.
I say this. You go. You show up. First of all, he'll probably start handing you the money as you're walking up. Mm-hmm. You ask for the money if he doesn't do that. Like, you know what, dude? I've had some second thoughts. This isn't working out. My timeline is totally messed up. It's just not the right fit. I'd like my $300 back. I've been in the hospital. Okay, I'm going to take this shelf right now, and I'm going to either smash it over your head, or I'm just going to take it.
No, just take it.
Yeah.
Because he's got shelves, bookshelves on display, so my move would be just to go there and be like, I'm just going to go ahead and take a few of these right now then, and we're square.
Yeah,
and that's going to be
that. Nothing custom about it, I'll just take them.
I'm just going to take them.
Yeah.
And that's going to be that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to, you know, in my mind, it's not what I envisioned, but it will be sufficient, and I'll have what I want, and that's my bookshelf story.
Well, we'll be... reading about this encounter in the papers.
In the papers.
So,
A and B, Brian's charged with assault and battery.
Yeah.
I think you just get that money back, baby. Get that money back.
Well, here's the bottom line. I still need shelves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing. I don't think you do that. I think that he's asked for a couple days or whatever he's asked for.
Mm.
And a couple days happens to fall on a Sunday. And you show up there, oh, you're delivering today, oh, tomorrow, whatever. He's going to be there in a couple weeks again anyway. And then on that day, you come forward and you make your claim. But I don't think this weekend is the time to actually make that seizure.
Because of the feeling
stuff.
I'm having about stuff,
I know.
I just want to end it. And the thing I don't want this to drag out another week or two. Like, if this drags out another 5 days and we're already past...
You're right.
We're past the point of no return. So my move, and I'm not going to be like, and he'll be like, let me deliver it for you. No, I'm you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take all this right now. I'm taking it.
Yeah. Or the money. I think you want the money more than
shows. I do want... Well, I want the money, but I also want the shows.
Yeah, but get the money, and then you can make another play for different shows.
I get the money, and then I'll be like, if you want to deliver those to my house, bring them to him, and I can give you the money.
I'll give you all the money.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we started off the show talking about Greg taking a vacation.
Take a vacation.
Yeah, and...
I don't know if that story was worth telling, the bookshelf story.
It was.
There's a lesson in it, though.
Yeah.
What's that? Lesson is, just love everybody.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's not the message.
But you know, and we're talking about shelves as well.
Yes, shelves.
So today,
we're shelving things.
Today is a day where we put something up on the shelf.
What are we putting on the shelf?
We're going to put the whole thing on the shelf.
That's right.
Today, December 7th, 1942, infamy.
No. That's
not on. Listen to LA.
Thank you, LA.
It's where we're at, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's where we live. What are we showing?
LA.
The show. Today is the final episode of The Shide Show.
I just want to say, take a moment and say thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get emotional about this.
That's good.
I'm not gonna get emotional about it. But this has been a good thing.
Yeah.
This has been a good ride. Brasilia, Olas, Omegas.
Omegas.
That's Greek. we've been doing this for over three
years.
Wow.
And I think that
we've done consistently.
We've done good work here.
Yeah, we have.
There's been a lot that's happened in all of our lives, in all of our listeners' lives.
Yeah,
and since this began, and now,
Still hitting the microphone.
Yeah, still
not microphone aware.
Nope.
Is Brian Girard.
I'm still learning.
Yeah,
I'm still learning. But it has been a great ride.
Yeah, and you know, in closing this one chapter, we begin another,
Indeed.
And we'll come back with a repackaged, repurposed show.
Yes, we will.
So keep an eye out for it. Look for our information on Facebook.
I do want to do a quick call to action to our listeners, and I know Greg has something he wants to say. We'll give him a moment to say that.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
First of all, thank you to our listeners.
Second of all,
what we would like, certainly, if you can, if you have the impulse to, share with us your thoughts of what it is that you liked about what we did, what you didn't like, what you maybe would like to see, because this isn't us going away. It's us going away for just a little bit, and we're going to come back into a newer form, almost like we're going to go into a little cocoon, and then we're going to come out a bit of a butterfly.
Ooh. So we've been a caterpillar this whole time,
crawling along,
and we'd love to get some feedback from people. We got the Shide Show Gmail account, right?
Go on to Facebook.
Hit us on
just
Facebook.
Just message us through Facebook. That's easier.
And, let us know what kind of impact we had in your lives over the past 3 years with these episodes.
Yeah,
because Greg needs it. He needs some affirmation. Go ahead, Greg. What were you saying?
I didn't necessarily have anything planned to say. Should I give
our very last episode, you didn't have anything
I didn't have anything planned.
Nothing, well, cause I nothing wasn't you wanted to say? Nothing that's coming up, bubbling up? Yeah.
I always have these little rants at the end. That seems like a
thing. Well, whatever your impulse is, I think you should go for it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. 3 years. My God. 3 years. Really? Three years?
Over three years.
Okay. Well, I guess what I would have to say after 3 years of the show is, oh God!
Wait. Do you want me to get the door?
No, it's probably
Louise. It sounds like her very, very slow,
get the door, bro.
Quiet.
I don't want to.
I know you're about to say something completely.
Okay, just say what you're going to say,
right,
and you'll get through it. She'll stop. I'm sure she'll go away.
All right, fuck it. Just go get the door for a second.
Okay, fine.
We'll just talk to her.
All right, I got it.
I'll get back to the thing that I was going to say.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Hi, Louise. We haven't seen you in...
Hey, Louise.
...so long.
Robert, what is on your finger? girl. I don't understand.
Married, Louise.
I got married. I
mean,
what?
Jesus, Louise, please back away from the microphone. You're blowing our ears out.
Louise,
please.
I got married.
And pull your leopard dress up a little bit. It's falling down.
I don't know why he would go and get married when he would. I don't.
Louise, I don't think you're supposed to wear that dress without a top underneath it. You're kind of
you
exposed.
You don't like I wore a dress special for you.
Oh, Louise, please. We're in the middle of the show.
Yeah, we got
Brian's in the bathroom now, and he's just about to come out. So just maybe you could look.
Go.
I'll bring you some chop suey later. Okay.
Leopard.
Yes.
You're my hero.
Oh, well, thank you, Louise. It's very kind.
I love you.
We're actually saying goodbye right now, so
we just got to sign off now. Yeah. Okay.
I love you, Robert.
Okay. All right. Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Louise. Shut
bye. So what were you saying? Anything nice?
It's so frustrating living next to her.
Yeah, well.
Because she just literally comes across and knocks on my door at all hours of the night.
She kind of hovers.
Crazy.
Well, you should probably take that mat out that's in front of your place.
Did I just miss the psychopath across the hall?
Yeah. You always do.
You know that she can really hear us, everything.
I'm sure. She probably has her head up against the wall every time.
She listens to everything that goes on. Yeah.
Okay, so 3 years. Beautiful. We did it. Well, we did it. What I have to say about that is the show, man, it's been a challenging show, a fun show, but a challenging show. I think about all the people that we've had on the show, all the amazing guests, all the friends that were with us that are no longer with us, not dead. Nobody died.
Like, what? What's going on?
Nobody died, but just, you know, how people come in and out of your life.
Yeah, that's true.
We've had people that have come in and out of our lives during this show that... if we were to go back and listen, would be recorded forever there.
And maybe even many more who have come into our lives.
Mm. Right? Yeah.
Into our lives.
And I think there are people that are that we're part of their lives that we're not even aware of.
Right. Right.
Which I think is the beauty of what it is that we do here, which is why we're going to continue.
Yeah. I would like to sincerely thank, I don't think that there are any people out there actually listening, but if there are, I would sincere, if you really actually liked this show, if you really were listening to this for some reason, I love you for that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And we all appreciate that. I can't believe that you did it, but it makes us feel good. Robert keeps telling me that we have a lot of people listening.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And it means a lot. And it's an honor that you listened to our ham and bologna sandwich all this whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think, Greg, there's something that you've been wanting to do since we started. And I think today, this show is the show.
This is the time.
You can finally...
Now's the time.
What a relief.
You can finally...
Okay, guys, I have something...
What?
That I really need to talk to you about.
What? What's going on?
I'm nervous to say it.
What?
Because it's hard to say things to people that you care about when it's, you know... But sometimes it just feels right. Do you know what I'm saying, Brian?
No.
Robert,
these conversations.
You know
and how they
saying.
Start. This
I know.
Way.
Oh, I don't want it
to talk. Conversation.
Yeah, we do need to talk.
What is he getting at?
Look, here's the thing, guys.
Yeah.
What we've been doing has been great.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been great. It's been awesome.
It's been great.
It's been really, really good.
It's been a lot
for all of us. Growth. You know,
a lot of love.
It's just been fun.
Outlet.
It's been fun.
It's been fun too.
It's been nice. It's been nice.
Yeah.
But lately,
what?
I've just been feeling like maybe it's time for just, like, we both have so much going on. We all three have just a lot
of
stuff going on.
Yeah, of course we have a lot going on.
We've always had a lot going on. I'm not sure where this excuse is coming from.
What are you getting at?
Just say it.
I think that it's time that we should just take a break. Not a breakup. So don't even think that it's a breakup.
Are you quitting the show?
Is that what's happening here? Are you quitting the show?
I want to call it a break. Okay, can we just call it a break? But yes. Oh my God. Jeez.
It's the worst time.
Louise, go away! Louise, go away.
She's scraping on the door.
Louise, stop scraping on the door!
She really wants in.
Just go answer it. Go answer it.
Hey, this is not a good time. It's a very emotional moment right now.
Did you break something? I heard, you broke it.
No, Louise, no. I said we're not breaking up.
You want me to bring you some ice pack?
No, we're taking a break.
I got some frozen peas.
No, go back across the hall.
You've smeared your makeup against the door. You've been pressing your head so much.
I just put on some fresh makeup with you, Robert.
Will you please just go back to your apartment,
please?
I'll bring you the chop suey later, okay? But right now we're in the middle of the show. Brian, you going to say hi?
What's up, Louise?
Okay, is that good, Louise?
I don't like him.
Okay, just shut the door,
please.
It's not a breakup, you guys. It's just a break. And yeah, I'm going to quit this show.
And there it is.
Fine. I accept.
Robert?
I accept as well. You're free from the Shide Show.
So there you go.
So are you. You're free from the Shide Show.
He doesn't want to be.
I don't want this to be over.
Brian, you're free from the Shide Show.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it to be either.
It's on to bigger and better things.
It is. It is. And in all reality, we've had a lot of fun here.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you. I thank you both personally. And I thank you out there listening.
And I thank you, Greg.
Thank you
so much.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And thank
I
you
accept.
To Greg.
Thank you, Robert.
You've been great.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're thanking Brian? Oh, I was just going to thank you. Yeah.
Well.
Oh, man, I guess. Thank you, Brian.
Put your hand down.
Okay. All right.
Always something.
Yeah, well, it's got to end that way. The Shide Show, it's been great.
Here's to the future.
To the future.
To the future.
To the future!
On behalf of Robert Shide and Gregory Hoyt,
Don.
My name is Brian Gerard. We have been The Shide Show.
Yay!
I'm leaving, and
You're going to have to go out.
I'm not going out the back door.
There is no back door.
I'm going to make a back door.
With Monopoly money.